Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Welcome, this is Darren Root for Intersection Live, and you are listening to episode 27 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I would first like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, for sponsoring our podcast today. I'm here with my regular co-host, John Higgins. John is a principal and with CPA Crossings in Metro Detroit. So welcome today, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. I was out in sunny California and drove across the very hot Mojave Desert on my way to Las Vegas, attending the AICPA's Practitioner Symposium this week. So a really interesting drive. Have you done that before?
It's been a long time. Probably 30 years ago I did it.
A lot of desert out there.
Yeah. I'm sure it hasn't changed
much. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's changed much. Maybe a casino or two's popped up here and there, but that's about it. So, John, today, let's in the last issue of the CPA Technology Advisor, be our June issue, you wrote reviews on document management systems. So today what we ought to do is talk a little bit about maybe those reviews and run through some of the products. But before we get started, John, when we tasked you to do these reviews, we wanted you to review these based on four general criteria. The first being the core product functions and features, then integration, remote capabilities, and then just system management. So that's kind of how you work through the reviews. So with that, maybe give us a little bit of an overview, and then we can dig into some of the products.
Sure. We started, first of all, we kind of organized the applications in two major categories. So in the June issue, we did a review of what we've identified as document management systems, and then in the July issue, it's a review of document storage systems. And the difference is really the scope of functionality. So the document management systems, another way to think of them is as enterprise solutions that are really designed to cover all aspects of a practice in terms of managing the documents, and not just the documents, but all the electronic files that you use in applications like Excel and Word, and then other PDF files besides those that are generated through scanning. So the document management, just think of those systems can potentially be used to cover every corner of the firm. And in the four categories that we use. The first one, the core product features and functions, is exactly that. It was just kind of the first area to look at to say, okay, how broad is this application in terms of its functionality? And then the interface, is it intuitive? Is it well-designed? How are the files organized? How are they indexed? How do you search back for them? So that really is a key area of criteria, just to really kind of look at the package overall. The integration category is important from the perspective that really addresses how the document management system is designed to integrate with other accounting and tax software tools. And not just those, but also the core products like Microsoft Office and particularly Outlook in that regard. So on one hand, we look there at, is there a direct integration with tax software or client write-up software, and the other kind of practice management software. So from one perspective, looking at integration within the accounting firm core applications. And then on the office side, the key application there is Outlook, because what's happening, as we all know, is email is becoming the predominant method for sharing and exchanging information, business information. Everything's coming through now as attachments to emails, and so the need to be able to efficiently get the pertinent or important documents and email messages put into your structured document management system is pretty important. And so vendors have really been putting a lot of effort on that over the last couple of years. And so that's one of the key things that we look at in that integration category.
Okay.
Then the third area is remote capabilities. You know, one of the main objectives and goals for going paperless and implementing document management is to get all of your information into a digital format so that you can then access the information electronically anytime, anywhere. So the other part of that is, you know, how well does the software, the document management system, facilitate remote access? And one of the big enablers of that would be those vendors who actually provide a web-hosted solution or a cloud computing solution, if you want to call it that, or a software-as-a-service solution. But whatever you want to call it, the ability for the firm to be able to apply for a subscription or sign up for a subscription to the application, and just by the very nature that it's delivered as a web application, then, of course, you can get to it anytime, anywhere. So we looked at that functionality. And then the last category, system management, would be probably the more advanced technical aspects of the systems and really looking at what kind of security permissions are available so you can really control who can access what files, what can they do with those files when they do access them. And also in there, we looked at document retention functionality. That's an area that's getting more development every year so that you can actually set up automated document retention policy based upon the nature of your files so that I can configure the system to say any tax return, any 1040-related documents, including the return itself, I want to perhaps give that a life of 7 years. And so the document retention functionality will alert you on a regular basis. Usually it's something you would process on a monthly basis. It will identify all the documents of that type that are expired, that are, or that are due to expire, and then you can basically with one procedure purge them all off the system permanently. So those are, like I say, a little more advanced because a lot of firms, frankly, aren't using that capability yet. Many firms are still focusing on just getting the core systems implemented into their workflows on a day-to-day basis. But we at least look at that area so that you can kind of have a big picture perspective of where each vendor solution fits.
And, John, I might just make a note that, what's sort of new about our reviews this year is that we are using, this very structured sort of method to go down through and do reviews of each of the products. And what you and I, tried to do even before we started the review was lay out those core things that any document management system should have that as we went through and reviewed, right?
Yes, and I would say from my personal experience, this is, I believe, the fourth, maybe the fifth year that I've prepared these reviews, and it just to me it felt like it had the most consistency in the comparison process, because otherwise a little bit without having that much of a predefined structure, it was a little bit more adapted, I guess you'd say, to each product's particular area of focus, which is good in itself. But now we combine the two, and so having that structured set of features to really focus in on that, I think, gives the readers more consistency in how the systems were rated.
And a couple other things to think about in our system setup there was, you mentioned email and how prevalent email is and with document attachments. And I agree that integration is incredibly important. But, the integration to portals, which we also looked at, is incredibly important as well, because we're really trying to get more and more practitioners using portals instead of email to send it around personal information. And then on the system management, the document security, the checking in and checking out, and the version controls and things like that, although I think those are incredibly important features, they have a tendency to be a little bit more important as your firm gets a little bit larger as opposed to the smaller firms. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, that's a good point, and also kind of points out one of the reasons we separated the systems into the document management and document storage categories, because for the smaller practitioners, some of these document management systems can be, a lot more functionality than you really need in a smaller practice. So that's a great point that you make.
So, John, I'm going to kind of just real quickly list off the different apps that we took a look at, and then what we ought to do is just kind of talk about each one of them briefly after I make a list here. Is that okay?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, so I'm going to run one of the first ones, and these are in alphabetical order. So we reviewed ACT First as one product, Cabinet NG. You know, CCH's product, their ProSystem FX document SaaS version, Conarc, which is the iChannel. We did Docket, Net Documents, File Cabinet CS from Thomson Reuters, Go File Room from Thomson Reuters, Trino Content Server from Trino Software, and DocuShare from Xerox. So, John, let's just start at the top with ACT First.
Okay, and you know, obviously we don't have time to go into a lot of them in detail, and I would encourage the listeners today to go actually read the review to get more specifics. But starting with ACT First, one of the features that they're noted for is their pricing model, frankly. They promote their solution as document management for $1 a day. Basically, it's and they offer their system in two flavors, which is a nice aspect. You can subscribe to it as a software as a service solution through web hosting, where they handle all the infrastructure and manage the application for you, or you can buy it as what we today would call an on-premise solution. And so you, either way, the price is essentially the same. The web application is $365 per user per year, and then the on-premise solution is $365 per user for the initial license, and then there's a much smaller annual maintenance fee. But it's very much what we would identify as an accounting and tax-centric document management system, in the sense that it's designed to be used in an accounting and tax practice, because not all of them are. Some of them are more horizontal, where they can be used in many different types of businesses. And, it's got a good interface, and because it's web-hosted as an option, you have the remote access capability right out of the box, and it's a pretty strong player.
Yeah. They've been around for a good while, as you mentioned, and they're, as you also mentioned, they're well-known for their pricing model. So also, John, you said they should, if our readers want to get more information, if you don't have the June issue in print, you can certainly go to cpata.com or cpatechadvisor.com. It takes you to the same place and get a digital copy of the reviews as well. So next, John, we have Cabinet NG's CNG Safe.
Yeah, now CNG, as you just implied, the stands for Cabinet NG, and they have two products, actually. We reviewed the CNG Safe, which is their enterprise document management system. It's good. It's a good solution for sure for small and mid-sized offices. They also have a variation of that called CNG Books, which is specifically designed to integrate with QuickBooks. So for those of you who have maybe a large QuickBooks practice, this would be a good solution to look at, because it provides that direct integration to where you can attach source documents directly to your QuickBooks transactions. Whereas the CNG Safe is more of a horizontal solution, and again, can be used throughout the practice, throughout the firm. And again, really a well-organized application as far as the interface. They have a print driver, as most of them do, which means that when you're working in other applications, let's say you're in T-Value generating a mortgage schedule or an amortization schedule, you can just go and choose the CNG print driver as one of your print options. And what that'll do is it'll produce the output into a PDF format instead of to a paper format on your printer, and it also brings up then a dialog window to where you can identify the type of document it is, and therefore identify where it should get indexed in the document management system. So identify who the client is and what type of file and so on. So that's a good tool just to facilitate keeping everything paperless by generating your output directly to the document management system.
Well, that's a good point, because ACT First and CNG Safe are both more standalone products that are not a part of one of the big suites like CCH or Thomson Reuters. So integration is important for them, and the ability to get documents there is really important. So the way that typically happens, you see, John, is using that print driver?
Yes, yeah. It gives them a little bit more of a ability to compete in that regard, because you can, in a sense, have a certain level of integration with all your applications. And I did want to make one more point that I just was reviewing my notes there about Cabinet NG. They also had something that really intrigued me. It's called their CNG Retriever Module. And I had them demonstrate it for me. At least the way they showed it to me, it looked really quite simple to use, to where they could just go into pretty much any application, and it would be kind of, think of it like as a macro process, if you've done ever developed an Excel macro, but a little bit different approach, to where you could kind of step through the process of getting a file from whatever application, like let's just say Peachtree, and you know, you get access to a transaction, and then you could set up the steps to pull in a document related to that transaction from CNG Safe. I don't know if I'm describing it real clearly, but it was just, I just remember it being a pretty cool little tool to help you develop some custom integration on the fly.
Interesting. You know, all these, we're seeing a lot of really great enhancement taking place with these document management systems. All the different apps are doing a really good job in this area. Act First, I might just note, they scored a 4.5 on a 5.0 scale, as did CNG Safe, so both really good products. All right, so John, next we have CCH's product, their ProSystem FX document, and more specifically their SaaS version. So you might just tell people about what that's all about.
Yeah, CCH has had the ProFX document application now for, I'm going to guess, a good 5, 6, 7 years. And that was their on-premise solution. And what CCH is now doing is they're in the midst of a strategic change, I guess, or at least enhancement to their product strategy, where they're developing a whole series of what they call their next-gen platform. And the next-gen platform is really taking all of their core applications, redeveloping them, in some cases, almost from the ground up, as a SaaS application or software-as-a-service application. So they're really focusing very heavily on being able to deliver to the marketplace all their applications ultimately in this next-gen platform delivered as a web-hosted solution. So last November, they released the ProFX document next-gen, I think it's called. I don't have it in front of me, but and that's exactly what it is. So it's a good application, particularly if you're a CCH shop. If you're using ProFX Tax and you're using ProFX Engagement, and you know they have, their whole suite of applications for accounting and tax, really a nice integration between those applications. And they also have integration to two portals. They have their next-gen portal, which integrates directly with the document application, so that it makes it very easy to say, I want to publish Tom Jones' 1040 tax return to his portal with really one or two clicks of the mouse. But they also have a standalone portal so that for those organizations that want to just have a portal solution but maybe aren't using the other CCH applications, you can just use that as a platform to post really any content that you want out for your clients. So it's a good, strong document management system. If you're looking particularly for the for a web-hosted solution, even stronger in that regard. And then, of course, if you're a CCH shop, it's just a natural in terms of the level of integration that's available.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. If you are a CCH shop, oftentimes it makes a lot of sense to look inside your suite first to see, you know, if the product makes good sense. And for those shops, I'm sure it does. And their score was, John, a 4.75 out of a 5. They scored really strong in the integration and remote capabilities area, as well as all areas. But especially if you're in a CCH shop, those would be really good areas to do well in. So, John, our next is from Conarc, and it's iChannel.
Yeah, this one is a little bit probably less known. That's not likely to be a name that many of our listeners would recognize out of the gate, compared to CCH and Thomson Reuters, which, you know, really dominate a lot of the market share. But the iChannel is a very strong application. It's very much in a Windows environment or a Microsoft interface type environment. It has direct integration to SharePoint, Microsoft SharePoint, for those of you who are familiar with that or maybe use that in your practices at all. And it just had a lot of flexibility is what I noticed about it in terms of, you know, your ability to configure it as you, want to maybe adjust the columns for the hit list as you display a list of documents to meet your search criteria. And while it's not coming again from an accounting and tax software vendor suite, they did and they do have the ability to develop integration, and they have developed integrations with many of those applications. So you can, in a sense, you can get the best of both worlds. You can have the integration to a lot of tax and accounting packages, but you don't necessarily have to be tied to one particular vendor as a suite solution.
Yeah, and have they been around for quite some time, John?
I don't have my notes in front of me, but I think
I've heard about them for quite some time. I haven't looked at the product, but I know they've been around for a decent amount of time.
Yeah, and when I saw it, I was really quite surprised at how mature the application was, because I hadn't. I think that was the first time we reviewed it, if I'm not mistaken. It looked like a pretty robust solution.
Great. Okay, next, before we go next, they scored a 4.5 out of 5, so another strong product. Next, John, we have Docket.
Yeah, now Docket has been more or less a household name in accounting and tax document management systems for over the last decade. It's a Canadian-based company. And what's unique about Docket, a couple of things. I would tell you it competes at the very top level in terms of just the breadth of functionality that they've put into their solution. And they've taken a very interesting approach, and it seems to have served them well, at least to this point, where they kind of organized their DMS system into two major modules. One would be what they would call the work in process binder, and the other is the archive. And so they're really pretty adamant about the archive module is where you put documents when you no longer are going to be changing the documents. They are truly static documents, and so they emphasize a lot of features to really kind of lock down the ability for anyone to be able to modify documents once they're in that archive repository, which makes sense. And then on the work in process application, that's where the functionality to have the check-in, check-out, so that you can track who's actually working and editing with a dynamic document, an Excel spreadsheet or a PDF document that you're in the process of bookmarking and marking up with tick marks and such. And as part of that, they have a portal, an integrated portal. They have an integrated workflow functionality to really manage the flow of your paperless engagements through the office. And part of that, particularly for the larger practices, they have a very robust scheduling tool, and it's not for the faint at heart. It has a pretty deep functionality, so that if you have, let's say, you're a 50-person organization, you can go in there and you identify the certain parameters for each of your staff, like their skill set, for example, and if you maintain the schedule in there for all your staff, their scheduling tool can really automate the process and say, okay, for this engagement, these are the 5 staff members that are available for this period of time. And you can even designate certain clients that a particular staff member shouldn't be working on, and it'll identify that. Cause sometimes you have those situations where maybe there's a personality clash or whatever. So it's pretty deep in its functionality. But, for a smaller practice, that part of it is probably a bit overkill. So I would say that, all in all, the Docket is a real strong, but it's I think better suited for firms that have probably at least 10 or more employees.
Okay, and again, they scored a 4.75 on a 5 scale. John, based on the amount of time we've been live so far today, what I think would make sense, we're halfway through, is for you and I to cut this one off today and review the other 5 in our next podcast. Would that work?
That sounds like a great idea, Darren.
Okay, but before we leave, I want to run back through these that we just did real quick and make sure I understand a couple of things. One, like for Act First, is that an on-premise solution, John, or is that a web-based solution?
In the case of Act First, they offer it in either form, so you have the choice depending on what your
okay.
IT strategy is.
Great. Cabinet NG with CNG Safe. How about that one?
That, I believe, is only available as an on-premise, and then they, again, have the CNG books for those who, want to get something that's a little bit more focused for a QuickBooks practice.
QuickBooks, yeah. And then CCH is a little bit more obvious because theirs is called ProSystem FX Document SaaS, so that one's going to be web-based, correct?
Yes, yeah, that's where they're focusing that particular application. They still have their
yep.
CorpX document on-premise, or what they call foundation.
Yeah, yep. And then next we had Conarc, their iChannel product.
That is, I believe, on-premise only, although they do work with a third party where it can be hosted. It's not necessarily directly hosted by Conarc or iChannel, but they do have an option where they can get you set up with a hosting service.
Okay, and then lastly, on Docket.
Docket is, at this point, only available as an on-premise solution.
Okay, so really some strong contenders there, five really strong products, all scoring quite well. So, John, next month we'll talk about Net Documents, File Cabinet CS from Thomson Reuters, GoFile Room from Thomson Reuters, the Trino Content Server from Trino Software, and then DocuShare from Xerox. So, John, thanks a lot for your time today. Great session, great products, and you did a phenomenal job with the review. One more time, if anybody wants to read these reviews, they can go online at cpatechadvisor.com to do that. So, John, thanks a lot, and hope you have a great month.
Okay, thanks, Darren, and you too, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864 extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.